R, this is N4AK. Are you monitoring this morning, Brian?
Up here in just a few minutes, but look forward to seeing you when you get up here.
That is getting off on the Heron Circle exit, right? Off of Business 85 and taking it like you're going into town right there, right? Remember from last year, but kind of hard to remember that far out. You know what I'm talking about. Almost like Alzheimer's every once in a while. Sometimes I pretty much on the barrel head. But sometimes it's like guessing.
When you don't go over here but once a year, it's kind of hard to remember. But I get off here in Circle and go in towards town. I don't remember exactly how many traffic lights it is, but there should be a sign up, pointing the way to the Hamfest.
Last year, I think it's right down there somewhere about where the intersection comes in, coming out of Spartanburg. I think it's right there where 221 or whatever runs into whatever that road is right there. You get off on the Heron Circle and make a right. 221 runs back in down there. I think it's right there somewhere that there's a sign up there.
It's right before you get to 221. But like I said, they should be a sign up saying the Hamfest turn to the right. I don't go in that way. I know the area a little bit better. I get off on New Cut Road and go over and hit Howard Street and go over and make a couple of turns. But I'm not going to tell you all that to get you lost.
I used to know Spartanburg pretty good, but it's been about almost 5 months, man, since I've been roaming around Spartanburg. I know most of the main roads over there and the shortcuts. I know probably about what you're talking about on New Cut Road right there. You get off and kind of take the back way over to it. I mean, yeah, you can go that way. I didn't think about that. But, yeah, I'll probably go up and cut through right there by the Heron Circle. That's probably the easiest way for me to go. But, yeah, I know the back road, too. It's been a long time since I've been through that way.
And that real well. Years and years ago, and I mean it's probably been 30 years ago, I used to run a courier service over here. And I knew all the little back roads and twists and turns. And tell you what, I learned Spartanburg real well then, but a lot of that has gone by the wayside. I can't remember it all anymore.
That's the way it was when I was in the door company, man, because sometimes they'd have wrecks and stuff out there on the main drag. You'd have to take the back way to get around it, you know. Or sometimes you took the back way to cut through to get somewhere else. I'm about like you. I done forgot most of it now. But when I get back in the door business, I guess I'll be back in that groove again. You know, have to figure it all back out. Hopefully, supposed to be getting a call here before long for that. They done my background check and all that stuff. They said, you know, if I didn't pass the test that I had to take, all that good stuff, that I wouldn't actually get that far. So I done got that far. So. That's a good thing. next step, I think they're going to call me in to talk to me about money-wise.
Probably enjoy that when you get back into it. There's a lot of work putting up them overhead doors and things. When I was working, we had a company come out and look at our doors every so often, and I even had people backing into the dock and knock the dock bumpers off. You talking about a pain now. It was something else.
I watched some of the truck drivers come back into some of the docks. We had one truck driver coming back into a dock at our building over there, and he backed in so hard he crushed both the dock bumpers. And, you know, he was fully loaded. I mean, 80,000 pounds. I mean, you know, moving at a little bit of a speed don't take much to crush them things, you know. But our biggest thing was yard jockeys, man. The yard jockeys pick them trailers up and back them into the hole, and then they let the trailer down instead of letting it almost down and backing it in, you know. They'd pop them things off like a giant-sized crowbar. I always told them, I said, yard jockeys, if they'd look at it right, with that 53-foot trailer or 48-foot trailer, that's, you know, a 48 or a 53-foot pry bar.
About stuff like that, I've seen them do the same thing. We didn't have any of those yard dogs where I worked, so the drivers back then had the landing gears up and had to get out and roll them back down and all that good stuff. So it worked out though. I miss it some days, and other days I'm glad that I don't have to fool with it anymore.
With me, I'm kind of glad that I ain't been in the door business in a while, you know, because after a while, man, you get burnt out. You know, same thing over and over and over. I just hated those calls, you know, when they told you, oh, we got a 24-hour call. Shouldn't take you about an hour to go out there and put a couple sections back in the hole. And next thing you know, you get out there and the whole door was knocked out. I mean, you know, and the cables is attached to the bottom of the door, so common sense, when the door knocks out of the hole, well, it's going to go upside down. You know, the bottom's going to be at the top and the top's going to be at the bottom. You always have to take them back down and realign everything, put the door back in the hole and hook the cables and stuff back up and wind everything back up. That was kind of just, you know, jobs I used to hate. You know, you plan on being at home in a decent hour and sometimes you don't get home, you know, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. But I don't know, man. That seems like about the, you know, only thing that's open right now. I mean, there's a lot of jobs out there, but a lot of people just don't want to pay nothing. You know, I've done put in for several jobs. And I don't know, I just kind of got used to that $21 an hour, man. And I guess that's what I'm going to end up going back to, you know, in order to make what I need to be making.
You have to do what you have to do to survive, and you want to keep your family up and all your bills and all that stuff, and you know what you got to have. And if you can't make that, then you're going in the hole. You don't want to do that.
Well, an old man told me one time to never go out and get in debt more than what you can afford. Because he said, you're always going to be looking for a higher paid job to make ends meet. And you're never going to have money saved back. And I never believed that. You know, as a young person, you know what I'm talking about. You always think, you know, everybody else is wrong and everything else. And I ain't going to lie to you, I wished I would have listened to that guy. You know, maybe I'd have a nice savings account right now and, you know, have something saved up for when I retire. But you know, it just really makes you sit back and think about all the knowledge people try to teach you over the years. And you just had that hard head and just never listened.
Understand that. I tried to teach my boys the same thing, but they don't always listen. The oldest one listened pretty well, but the youngest one, I had a little bit more trouble with him. Well, I've arrived over here at the fairgrounds. I'm going to jump out and run in and see what's going on. I hope to see you when you get over here. You be careful and drive safe, and we'll see you in just a few minutes. KN4UBG, KI4DOS Mobile.
DOS, I'll be there shortly. I'm coming under 26 here right now on Business 85, headed toward New Cut Road, here in Circle. See you shortly. 73s, KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
Frequency.